McDonald's softball is on the air.
W-O-G-O, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Macs is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. And now the Lady Max pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Chris Malika.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Sunsplash Casper Park in beautiful Chippewa Falls. What a gorgeous day for softball we have here on WOGO Sports and Max TV, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Watch and listen to this afternoon and evening softball broadcast via Max TV at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Chris Malika, our board operator and producer, Sam Averly, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Val Knobloch running the Max TV live video stream, and we have a rematch between the McDonald Central Lady Max and the Stanley Boyd Orioles. Chris, this is a game that, again, we saw in much colder conditions not too long ago.
Yeah, the elements definitely were a factor. So it'll be interesting to see with it beautiful, sunshining, you know, if what that does to affect the game on either side.
McDonald comes into this game at 11-2 on the season. And again, they are just trailing Fall Creek in Western Cloverbelt Conference play. Those two setbacks of the season, both to Fall Creek in a doubleheader. On the other side for Stanley Boyd, they are 7-7 on the year, 3-5 in the Western Cloverbelt, in fifth place in the conference right now. But in their last three games, they scored 27 combined runs in a doubleheader sweep over Regis at the end of the week, and also played Fall Creek, played them pretty tough, lost 9-2. But again, Fall Creek is run ruling about everybody. And so this is a Stanley Boyd team that seems to be trending in the right direction for Coach Andrea Marr.
And they are. They are a young team. You know, I think there's one senior on the team, and they're building their reputation, and they're, you know, they're fighting hard. And so, you know, their pitching's coming along great. So it'll be great to see how this plays out tonight.
You talk about that one senior, that's Abby Reynolds, and she will be in the circle today for Coach Marr. And she's switching places with Ellen Nitz, the freshman, who's playing first base today. Again, they flip-flopped that the last time we saw them. And McDonald was able to get to the young freshman pitcher, who, again, has some great talent, but able to get to her pretty early. And, again, ended up run-ruling Stanley in three innings, 16-0 in that game, too. But you've got, again, the player with the most experience in the circle for the Orioles. And as Coach Marr told us before the game, we'll hear again shortly, she said, "I don't know what team it was that we put out there that time when we played McDonald the first time." And she said, "You know what? The elements were good. Maybe the kids just didn't want to play that day." But she said, "Expect a lot better effort from us here today."
And that's, I like hearing that, you know, with, like, it was so cold. And so I like to see, you know, that we're able to play hard and play a team that brings their effort forward.
Now, on the other side for McDonald, too, so many things jump out at you at the stats. It's hard to figure out where to focus. Again, the number of bases they've stolen, 82 coming into this game. In 13 contests, they've stolen 82 bases. Katie Ruff has faced 235 batters, struck out 107 of them. They're batting 379 with a 471 OBP as a team. They're just doing a lot of things really, really well right now.
They really are, and they're getting back to the basics. We've talked several times about their base running, the steals. I mean, that's phenomenal. In the box, being ready to hit and ready to protect that plate. And then pitching. I mean, Katie's phenomenal. We have great backup. Kelsey's great. You know, we have some great backup pitchers. And so, you know, that takes a little bit of the pressure off Katie, too, whereas if she's having an off night, she knows that she has that to fall back. And she has the defense also.
Well, we'll continue our Lady Max pregame after this in 2.5 minutes on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika with you. Great to be with you. And softball is always fun, but it's even more fun when you have a gorgeous day.
Yes,
like
it is.
This. It's the Lady Max and the Orioles. We'll hear from both head coaches, starting with Andrea Marr of Stanley Boyd. This is Lady Max Softball on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, But sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Welcome back to McDonald's Softball Pregame here on WOGO. It's a beautiful day at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. The Stanley Boyd Orioles and your McDonald Lady Max face off for the second time this season here with head coach Andrea Marr of Stanley Boyd. And coach, 27 combined runs in that doubleheader victory over Eau Claire Regis. Before that, everybody's chasing Fall Creek in this conference, but you played them pretty tough. How are you looking at this point of the season saying, hey, are we trending in the right direction?
I think we are. We're trending in the right direction. We're putting the ball in play. We're able to collect after a mistake or two and just keep fighting for some wins.
Coach, last time we saw you play McDonald, of course, adverse conditions, and it was a rough game, too, for you guys. There were some bright spots. Kelly Liu, in particular, at third at the hot corner there was really strong. But where have you seen improvement where you say, hey, that wasn't us. This is what we'll see today.
Yeah, I don't know who that team was. It definitely wasn't us. Thankfully, we got some warm sunshine today, so maybe we can blast them a little bit better today. But we have a stellar outfield. They can track a ball real nice, got strong arms to throw wherever they need to. So I think they're a definite highlight for us. And just they really bring a level of comfort to our pitcher, I think, so that she can just kind of pitch with ease and not have to worry because she has a good defense behind her.
And finally, Coach, what are you looking for against Katie Ruff today? Obviously, she's one of the top pitchers in the area, too. But we've seen your offense, too, in those last couple games come alive. So what do you need to do to be patient at the plate and put the ball in play?
Yeah, big thing for us is going to be pitch selection today. We got to make sure that when the right one's there, that our bat's going. And when it's not, right? So making sure our pitch selection is there and just, I know, hitting that rise ball without popping it up. That's the goal.
Coach, we're looking forward to this one today and so thankful it's so much nicer weather than the last time we saw you.
Very much so, us too. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Head Coach Andrea Marr of the Stanley Boyd Orioles back with Coach Rick Beyer of the Max on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Macs from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. McDonald Lady Mac softball facing the Stanley Boyd Orioles for the second time this season here on 103.1 FM AM 680, WOGO.com. And also you can watch and listen today via Max TV here with head coach Rick Beyer of McDonald. And coach, looking for win number 12 on the season. This is a Stanley Boyd team that you run ruled earlier, but even talking with their coach too, Coach Marr says, hey, I don't know what team we saw that time, but it wasn't what we think we're capable of being. And they've been playing some good softball.
Yeah. So That game don't really mean anything because of the weather. The weather was dictating on who played that game. This will be a completely different game tonight with the weather the way it is. It should be a fun game to watch.
They certainly have some good athletes, not only inside the dirt, but also out in the outfield as well, too. So, I mean, putting balls in play, but also getting the ball to drop would certainly be key today.
Yep. We always put the ball in play. We just got to make some plays and hopefully score some runs off of that.
And I know last time you got out to a hot start. That seems to be a theme with this team, too, is, again, maybe getting the other pitcher rattled very early.
We like to get up early. That's key to our success is score early.
Well, Coach, we're hoping to see lots of runs early, and we'll talk to you afterward.
All right. Thanks.
Head Coach Rick Beyer of the Lady Macs. This is McDonald Softball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Against Lampton, the pitch. This one to the outfield, center field, a long run. It's way back and out of here for Allie Geis. She just hit it out of here. Allie Geis, give the Cards a 3-run blast. And just like that, it's a 9-3 Chi-Hi lead.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Welcome to McDonald Lady Mac Softball, live from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Also watch and listen to this broadcast via Max TV. It's your McDonald Central Lady Max against the Stanley Boyd Orioles. McDonald won the last matchup 16-0, but as we've been reiterating throughout this pregame broadcast, Chris Malica, we expect this one to be a lot tighter, more competitive game. And that brings us to the Choice and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. What does McDonald need to do to sweep this season series?
I think they need to stick to what they have been doing, protecting the plate, solid base running, heads up base running, and Katie starting out pitching in the circle like she can.
Again, we've seen so much talent in every phase of the game for McDonald, but it's, again, being able to do it day after day after day that makes a good team a great team.
Absolutely, and they continue to build on that, and they continue to build on what they need to do. Fall Creek was a tough loss. They work from that. You know, they know now what they need to work on with that, and they're doing that.
Your Choice and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. The visitors, the Stanley Boyd Orioles in their black uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the burnt orange pinstripes on the shirts and the pants, the jet black socks, and the orange Orioles across the shirts. McDonald Splendid in their home royal blue uniforms with white numerals, white lettering saying McDonald across the front, the gold piping jet black pants, and the royal blue socks. We'll go through the batting order for both teams, starting with the visitors, the Stanley Boyd Orioles. Again, they are 7-7 on the season, 3-5 in Western Cloverbelt Conference play, 5th in the conference. McDonald is 11-2 on the season, 8-2 in conference, and 2nd, trailing only Fall Creek. Since McDonald beat Stanley Boyd, the game we had here on WOGO, and you can catch the podcast of it at wogo.com, the Orioles have won 4 of their last 5 games, and they have scored 44 runs in those 5 contests, so including 27 runs just on Tuesday of this week as they beat Regis in a doubleheader, 27-4 the combined score there too. They beat Osseo Fairchild 15-5 and lost to the Fall Creek Crickets 9-2, but again played them very tough. So looking forward to this one here today. The batting order goes like this for head coach Andrea Marr and the Orioles. Leading off, sophomore left fielder Ava Prawl, number 6. In the 2 slot, Nevaeh Walters, the freshman center fielder, number 5. Kelly Liu, we saw her at the hot corner, really impressed us there at third base. Again, a very young team, but a lot of talent. Kelly Liu is number 10, a freshman, batting third, playing third. Bailey Sikora bats cleanup. She's a sophomore catcher, number 11. Lauren Potashik, a junior shortstop, number 2, bats fifth. Kelsey Tetzloff, freshman, the DP, bats sixth, number 17. Abby Reynolds, the senior pitcher today, number 4, lone senior this starting lineup. Ella Nitz, the freshman first baseman. She pitched last time they faced McDonald, number 12, bats eighth. And Aaliyah Allard, the junior second baseman, bats ninth. And she wears number 3. On the other side for your McDonald Lady Max, Kendall Heffler, the leadoff batter, the junior left fielder, number 3. Riley Christensen Richardson, the freshman center fielder, number 7, bats second. Morgan Wirtz batting in the 3 slot, the senior catcher, number 33. Aubrey Dorn, the senior first baseman, number 24, bats cleanup. Katie Ruff in the circle, the pitcher, bats 5th, the senior, number 20. Kelsey Bremnes, the freshman shortstop, number 10, bats 6th. Batting 7th, Claire Ruff, the freshman right fielder, number 12. Kira Leinenkugel, the junior DP today, number 5, batting 8th, and batting 9th, Abby Brazina, the senior second baseman, number 6, for the McDonald Lady Max. Here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, as we are just about ready to rock and roll.
Yep, Max are out in the field, ready to start. Katie's in the circle. Let's go, play some ball.
And we had your keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Ava Prawl, the sophomore left fielder, faces Katie Ruff. And pitch, and we are underway at 4:59 p.m. Good to have you with us on a sunshine-filled day in the low 70s here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Rough miss just outside against the right-handed batting Prawl. Pitch two, fouled straight back into the fence. One and one the count.
At least the scoreboard's working.
Yeah, that's a luxury we did not have in the second half of that doubleheader the other night. The 1-1 pitch, and for a called strike. One ball, two strikes against the sophomore left fielder, Prawl, four. Katie Ruff pitched 60 and two-thirds innings, an 11-2 record, played in all 13 games for McDonald. The 1-2
nice,
pitch,
Katie.
Swing and a miss. Drop strike three, the throw to first just to be safe, and there we go. First punch out of the game for Katie Ruff. First out of the game for the McDonald defense as Prawl goes down on strikes.
Yeah, and a strike like that, if the catch does miss it and it's dropped, then the batter can run to first, but Morgan did a great job in picking it up and throwing her out. Ooh.
Just missing on the first pitch is Katie Ruff. And I do believe that's still scored as a strikeout, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Just to make sure we've got that correct, that's the 108th punch-out of the season for Katie Ruff. She deals low, two balls, no strikes, on Nevaeh Walters, the freshman center fielder, number five. She also bats from the right. As the sleeves rolled up, that pinstriped orange uniform, orange and black for the Orioles. Ruff whistles one in low, three balls, no strikes on the freshman Walters. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. The 3-0 pitch, that one missed low, and Walters is aboard with a walk.
Yeah, Katie just needs to find her groove. She needs to find, you know, where her pattern is, and she just needs to find her groove.
This is the 14th game of the season for McDonald, only the 16th walk issued by Katie Ruff.
And that does not sit well with her.
That brings up Kelly Liu, the freshman third baseman, and driving in for a strike. Katie Ruff, the McDonald senior. That small chip in your windshield has turned into a big crack. Call White City Glass. Serving all of western Wisconsin, White City Glass. Strike two on a foul straight back. And busy Casper Park today. Chi High JV in action earlier, and Chi High Varsity, I believe, playing Hudson tonight. 0-2 the count. Ruff delivers the rise ball. No. Steal attempt. Throw
nice,
in
Morgan.
Time. Punch
out.
Her out at second. How about Morgan?
She didn't even
throw
reach the base.
Kelsey.
She didn't even reach the base before Morgan had her out.
My goodness. The cannon on the arm there for Morgan Wirtz. So two away as Nevaeh Walters caught stealing. Called strike
one. There you go, Katie.
On Kelly Luke, strike three, excuse me, and there they go down in sequence for Stanley Boyd, 1-2-3. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Lady Mac softball on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heese at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Mac Softball on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Kendall Heffler, the junior left fielder, Batting leadoff for McDonald, number three. Bats 432, has stolen 15 bases, and also just picked up juggling on Wednesday. And she's pretty darn good at it.
She really is. Just even when she was showing us, she went in back of us again and tried it again and went even a little bit longer. So every time she tries it, she does just a little bit better. So
got three of those fluorescent yellow softballs up in the air. Probably a good 10, 12 seconds, which is 10 or 12 seconds longer than I could.
I agree with you.
Well, turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. McDonald, two strikeout victims and one caught stealing to go 1-2-3 in the first inning as Nevaeh Walters reached on a walk, but then Morgan Wirtz gunned her out at second. Kelsey Bremnes was covering the bag, and Katie
definitely
Ruff did the rest.
Of a set of wheels to beat Morgan on that throw. So it was a good try, but definitely.
Kendall Heffler takes a ball low. Abby Reynolds, the senior number four, will probably keep reiterating she is the lone senior on this Orioles roster. She played first the last time these two teams met. A lot of talent for the Orioles, but a lot of youth. The pitch, rise ball called strike.
Yeah, they definitely have a lot of talent for being as young as they are. And, you know, coach has been doing a great job working with them.
Dealing a little bit high there is Reynolds. Two balls, one strike on Kendall Heffler. And especially the top of this lineup, Kendall and Riley.
Oh, nice
Kendall
solid.
Slaps one past
nice
the third baseman, Kelly Liu, who's got a great glove over there at the hot corner. But Heffler able to drive it by her, and Heffler is aboard. What I'm trying to say is if you get Kendall and Riley on board, you know they're not staying at first. 15 steals on the season for Kendall, 18 steals for the freshman Riley Christensen-Richardson, who's up now, number seven, the center fielder, bats from the right. Batting 400. Showing bunt, Kendall Heffler off towards second, and she dives in head first. The ball skitters out into the outfield,
and she's
Kendall's
up
headed
and going
toward
third.
The down. Throw on the way, and Kendall in standing up, steals second and third. And I think Kendall probably had to be hearing the shouts from the dugout, too, as that ball kind of skipped over her and went out into the outfield, because she took a little time getting up and then still beat out the throw.
She does a phenomenal job stealing. She does a phenomenal job, but she's just got to work on her slides.
So no one out. And Riley Christensen-Richardson has a runner firmly in scoring position, Kendall Heffler at third. Reynolds holds the ball in her right hip, whirls and deals high with the riser. As Christensen-Richardson holds off, two balls, no strikes for Riley. The sunglasses on, bats from the right. Holds off on another rising fastball, 3-0.
Being patient in that box is super important for these guys.
Again, to show that plate discipline, just as a freshman, you can tell. Again, they've played a lot of ball by the time they get to varsity.
Oh, absolutely.
Riley pops one straight up behind the plate, actually just out in front of the plate and playable there for Abby Reynolds. And that's the first out of the inning. As Reynolds gets a bit of a gift there.
Yeah, that's not too common for Riley.
But that brings up the big bat of Morgan Wirtz, the senior catcher number 33. She is tied with Claire Ruff for the team lead in batting average at .486.
It's that leadership that they have, you know, in showing and being tough.
Swings in the first pitch and drives the pass. Lou, that's going to score a run, an RBI knock for Morgan Wirtz. Big turn around first. She'll stick there, but a line drive into left. And Wirtz, they were kind of telling Morgan before the game, swing at the first one, see what happens.
Yep.
And
worked
out well for her.
It did work out well for her. But again, she's great in that box.
Aubrey Dorn up to the plate, the senior first baseman, number 24, batting .371. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona.
So one Olivia's out. In for Morgan running.
And Olivia
Wolf is in running for Morgan.
So she will be at first.
Yep.
Number 13, the junior. Aubrey Dorn holds off again on a rising pitch from Abby Reynolds. So as Aubrey stands back in, Wolf gets her lead off first. The pitch, Aubrey Dorn gets a hold of that one. Deep to right center field.
It is gone.
And that is gone for a home run for Aubrey Dorn. Her third of the season and McDonald's fifth, a two-run shot for Aubrey.
I was literally just going to say, okay, Aubs, let's get another home run like we did. Awesome job.
Again, we saw Aubrey get so close in that doubleheader against Osseo Fairchild about 4 to 5 times before she finally knocked one out.
Yeah, she definitely has the power. And again, she's patient and disciplined in that box and waits for her pitch.
3-0 McDonald. Base is clear in the best possible way as Katie Ruff comes up. The senior pitcher, number 20, 324 hitter. Also bats from the right. Katie holds off on the first pitch. That's low from Abby Reynolds. McDonald, again, just loves to get off to these hot starts.
They do. And, again, speaks to the discipline and the importance of...
Ball two.
The importance of being patient and disciplined in that box.
Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Two balls... No strikes. Pitch misses inside. Give H&R Electric a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Reynolds, the pitch. Katie Ruff makes a strike. Two and one the count on Katie Ruff. One away, three runs in for McDonald here in the bottom of the first at Casper and Chippewa Falls.
Nice.
Line drive sails over the head of Coach Rick Beyer and hooks into the fence. 2-2 the count. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Reynolds, the 2-2.
Nice shot.
Line drive over second. Katie Ruff is going to cruise into first. Runner aboard, and that brings up Kelsey Bremnes, the freshman shortstop, number 10, 333 hitter.
Chloe Flanagan's coming in to run.
So Chloe will run at first. The sophomore has 5 steals. Number 8. A run for Katie Ruff at first. Still just one out.
Yep. Chloe's another aggressive runner, base runner, and isn't afraid to shoot for that steal.
So Kelsey Bremnes, her team with a 3-run lead, has the light blue batting gloves and the white batting helmet. Stands in for the right side. Abby Reynolds, the senior in the circle, whirls and deals. A dribbler to Lou at third. She's going to throw to second to get Wolf. And on the fielder's choice, Bremnes will reach 2 away from McDonald.
Yeah, she hit the ball on that one close to the hand, up closer on the handle on that one, so she didn't get a solid hit on that.
And excuse me, Flanagan was running there, so Flanagan called out at second. Claire Ruff, freshman right fielder, number 12, batting 486. Takes a rise ball high. Claire Ruff and Morgan Wirtz, again, both nearly 500 to lead this team. 3-0 McDonald, 2 away. We're in the bottom of the first here at Sun-Soaked Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Dribbler to Lou along the third base line, and that
nice.
Is fair.
Yep, Kelsey's, I thought she was rounding to come to third.
Fair ball, so Claire Ruff aboard once again. Kelsey Bremnes on to second. Our view was a little shielded there, and I'm not sure if Lou didn't handle it or if it bounced over the bag.
It did bounce over the bag, yep. It bounced right over the bag.
That brings up Caroline and Kugel, the junior DP today, number 5, batting 300. And she swings at the first pitch and drives that one deep to left center field. Playable there for Nevaeh Walters, the freshman. And that is the third out of the inning. But McDonald does some damage. Plates 3 in the bottom of the first inning. After one complete, our score, the McDonald Lady Max 3 and the Stanley Boyd Orioles 0. We're back in 60 seconds. Lady Mac softball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Chippewa Falls, Casper Park. Great day for softball here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you. Sam Aberley at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Val Knobloch running the McDonald live video stream. Katie Ruff quickly ahead in the count, 1-2 here. Against the cleanup hitter, Bailey Sikora. Sophomore catcher, number 11. McDonald leads 3-0, thanks in large part to a two-run shot by Aubrey Dorn.
There you go.
And called strike three on the check swing, so Sikora goes down on strikes. Third strikeout of the game for Katie Ruff.
Yeah, good on Katie for calling for that one, you know, questioning that.
Good work by the umpires as well, too. Again, checking down the first baseline. Called strike one quickly ahead in the count against Thorne Potashek, the junior shortstop, is Katie Ruff, Potashek number two. Ruff, another called strike as she is just painting the edges here.
Yeah, she's, once she finds her groove and finds her niche, you know, Katie has a great job of just doing what she needs to do.
Swinging, right, strike three, punch her out, fourth strikeout victim already for Katie Ruff, trying to send the Orioles down 1-2-3 for the second straight inning. Kelsey Tetzloff comes up. She's the DP, freshman number 17, batting in the sixth spot here for Coach Andrea Marr, and again working quickly in for a strike. Katie Ruff. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Ruff, the 0-1 pitch, induces a swinging strike. That one was a little bit low, and chasing it there a bit was Tetzloff.
Yeah, but Katie has a great job of, you know, basically psyching them out and doing that.
Yeah.
And so she does a great job with it.
The 0-2 pitch. Grounder along first, foul. Aubrey Dorn still got the glove on it. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heason, East Loken, 715-720-4000. The 0-2 dribbled along the third baseline. Fair ball as it gets away from Keegan Winger.
Kendall does
rounding
a great job coming
and
in
towards
and
second.
Getting
Tetzloff.
That look. Whoa. That was close. Kendall did a great job in bringing that ball right in.
So Tetzloff will reach second. And that brings up Abby Reynolds, the senior pitcher. And sharply hit along the third baseline, and it bounced away from Keegan Winger there and out to Kendall in left field.
And those are kind of ones why they're important. You never know how the ball's going to bounce. And so with the masks on, it's especially third base like that, you never know. So it's important why they're wearing their masks.
Again, East Loken & Associates. Whenever you need residential or commercial property or a boundary surveyed, call owner Jason Heath, 715-720-4000. That's 715-720-4000. A little pause in the action here with Coach Andrea Marr checking with the home plate umpire.
if they're making a switch here.
Yeah, they brought in a designated runner. Not real sure.
In place of Kelsey Tetzloff, who again loaded her way into second. Well, it gives us time to let you know that you can turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. And we have a courtesy runner out there. Umpire's going to dust off home plate a bit here as Abby Reynolds will step in trying to help her cause. Her team trailing McDonald 3-0 here in the top of the second. Beautiful Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you. Malco Noblock warning the Max TV live stream. McDonald era CatholicSchools.org. Sam Aberley at the Wogo home base in Halley. Missing just outside Katie Ruff. Her fellow pitcher Abby Reynolds, senior versus senior here. The runner at second and two away. Ruff delivers and another swinging strike. It is hard to catch up to Katie's heat.
It is. And sometimes, though, with the height of the batter, sometimes that can be hard, too.
One ball, one strike. The nice pitch, Katie. Swinging strike two. Morgan Wirtz gives a little nod back to the circle and sends it back to Katie. If she'll stand to the back of the circle, turning that fluorescent yellow softball around in her hand, rubbing it on the side of the leg a little bit. Now stares in, and the pitch. Rise ball high. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And a runner at second. Top of the second here for Stanley Boyd and McDonald. Pitch is low, count is full. Abby Reynolds doing a nice job laying off the last two. This lone senior for Coach Andrea Marr and the Orioles. Trying to get some back here against McDonald's. They trail 3-0. The payoff pitch is low, and Reynolds, patient at bat, works the walk. Second walk of the game issued by Katie Ruff, and that brings up Ella Nitz, the freshman first baseman, number 12.
Yeah, Katie just needs to shake that off and go get after this one with the two outs.
And 2-0-A runners at first and second. Ruff delivers low. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Ruff the 1-0, swinging strike. Two outs, one ball, one strike. Runners at first and second, tying run at the plate. For the Orioles, that's Ella Nitz, the freshman. It's swinging strike two. Tough pitch to hit.
It is.
One ball, two strikes. Freshman Nitz stands back in. Katie Ruff deals, swinging,
nice
strike three,
up.
Punch her out yet again. And Katie Ruff strands two, and we head to the bottom of the second with our score. The Lady Max 3, the Stanley Boyd Orioles nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Well, a pitching change here in the bottom of the second.
as the Orioles switching things up, and they will send the freshman Ella Nitz into the circle to face McDonald. So Nitz, who pitched last time, the Lady Macs were able to get to her pretty early in that game, ended up run ruling the Orioles 16-0. Nitz will stand back into the circle here at Casper. Well, don't get sidelined by a lingering injury. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. The Lady Macs sent 8 to the plate as they scored 3 runs in the bottom of the first inning. So Abby Brezina, the senior second baseman, number 6, 303 hitter, that high stance, stands in against Nitz. Strike one call.
Yeah, Abby does have a high stance, and she, you know, she's also a wide stance. So
bats from the right. Dribbler along the third baseline. Backhanded there by Coach Rick Byer, and hands it off to the freshman Kelly Liu. Again, Ella Nitz, freshman. Good-sized kid for a freshman as well, too.
Yeah, definitely. I was just a little surprised to see the changeup on the pitch.
Yeah, very quick.
You know, so quickly.
She'll skip one in the dirt low, and so certainly hoping the senior Abby Reynolds that she's all right. It looks like she's over at first now, so I think they've just flip-flopped
that.
But hopefully nothing injury-related, and just, again, coaching decision. 3-0 McDonald, bottom of the second. The 1-2 pitch, rise ball high. And the fun things about what a beautiful day this is our crowd is a lot larger than we've seen at some of these other games.
And you've got kids playing out in the outfield out there.
Out in center field.
It's
the 2-2
nice,
driven pass short. Abby
Good
Brezina
job, Abby.
Knocked to start off the inning. And that will rotate the batting order back to the top with Kendall Heffler, who singled, stole second and third in the same sequence, and then scored a run. McDonald, none out, bottom of the second, runner aboard for Kendall Heffler. She bunts one along the first baseline. She's going to try and hustle it out, and it's dropped at first. Going first to third is Abby Brezina, and Kendall Heffler aboard as well.
She was racing right along with the ball there.
So again, it looked like the throw was in time, but dropped there at first on the flip from Nitz to Reynolds. So now no one out, runners at the corners for Riley Christensen-Richardson, the 400 hitter. She popped out to the pitcher first time up. She shows bunt as well, pulls it back. Runner goes, and Kendall Heffler went at the same time, and she's called out. Or excuse me, Abby Brezina's called out as she and Kendall both tried the double steal. And heads up play by the catcher there, Bailey Secor, to flip it over to Liu, the freshman, and backhanded tag. And Brezina called out.
Yeah, Abby was a little frustrated with herself on that one, but that was one you just, sometimes you take the risk.
Kendall Heffler is at second. So because Kendall stole second, third, and then also got a steal here, I believe that puts her at 18 steals on the season.
Phenomenal.
Riley Christensen-Richardson still at the plate, a 1-1 count, now with one away. Nitz shoots one in low. Kendall Heffler toward third. The throw is awry, and Kendall's going to round third and head in to score again.
That's another example of aggressive base running. It's just phenomenal.
I really think, though, that Kendall is especially fast today because she wants to get back to the dugout and practice her juggling.
I think so.
So
she wants to prove to us that she can do it longer than what she did the first time.
So Heffler in to score. And Riley Christensen-Richardson still at the plate in a 2-1 count. Now a 4-0 game for McDonald. Rise ball high. 2-1. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology. Pitch, again, rising too high. And take your base, working a walk. Riley Christensen-Richardson is aboard for Morgan Wirtz, who had an RBI single in the first. Quality Propane, again, competitive rates, the latest technology. They keep your family safe, help you cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by the office in Chippewa Falls, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Morgan Wirtz showing bunt. Runner goes to second. Diving in head first is Riley Christensen-Richardson. That is her 19th steal of the season.
Yeah, and those head first, those head first dives definitely can be a little scary sometimes.
Got
but
the tan
she's
dirt all over those jet black pants.
Yeah, she's kind of got it down to a pat. Riley does. She does a really good job with it.
So Morgan Wirtz, the 486 hitter coming into this game. Stands back in from the right. McDonald with a 4-0 lead. One out, runner at second. The freshman Nitz with the pitch. Knocked foul. Morgan was taken off toward first. 0-2, Morgan Wirtz behind the count here to Nitz, who could really, again, use a strikeout, trying to minimize the damage in this second inning. In the bottom of the second, McDonald played at three in the bottom of the first. Aubrey Dorn had a two-run shot. Morgan Wirtz accounted for the other RBI. The 0-2 pitch, dribbled toward third. Picked up at the shortstop instead. Diving headfirst into third is Riley Christensen-Richardson after she waits out the throw that gets Morgan Wirtz at first. So two away, and Riley into third.
Yeah,
good play there by Lauren Potashek, the shortstop.
Yeah, great shot back. You know, she was smart. She checked her back and then threw it to first. Textbook, you know, play.
Aubrey Dorn bashed a two-run homer last time up against Abby Reynolds. Now two outs. McDonald has plated one. Lady Max have a runner at third. Aubrey Dorn can get some decent contact and fine grass here. Or send one out again.
Yes, I'd like to see that.
The 1-0 pitch, right past the pitcher. Grounder, fielded at second, throw to first in time from Allard to Nitz. And McDonald gets one, but pretty nice job stranding a couple runners and tagging them out on the base paths as well for the Orioles. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds after two complete our score. McDonald 4, Stanley Boyd 0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Radio and Max TV.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Good afternoon and welcome back. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, Casper's Park, site of this Western Cloverbelt Conference softball game on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Missing low, opening pitch of the third inning, Katie Ruff, who has struck out five of the first eight batters she's faced. Facing Aaliyah Allard for the first time today, the junior second baseman, number three. Popped up over our heads. Out of play for Allard, who just made a nifty play to end the inning on the other side.
for the Orioles. They can field. They've got some pretty good gloves out there.
And even their outfield, as Coach was talking, Coach Meyer was talking, their outfield is, you know, it's pretty spot on, too. So they have definite talent, and so they keep working at it and keep building those skills.
One ball, two strikes on Aaliyah Allard. The nine hitter. Again, fouled out.
We're in a good spot, but sometimes I still kind of duck.
I just hope I'd be heads up enough to catch one if anyone ever did drop right to us. The 1-2 pitch outside for Katie Ruff. Two balls, two strikes. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Pitch, grounder towards short. Remnus Fields flips to first in time. Beat her out by a couple steps. Good work there by Kelsey Bremnes.
Yep, Kelsey did a great job in shifting over to get that ball, and nice throw over to Aubrey. Not too bad of a stretch for Aubrey.
And Aubrey has a long reach, but it's a credit to your infield when you don't make her use it.
Yep.
That brings back up Ava Prahl, who struck out her first time up. The sophomore left fielder, number 6, takes a called strike one. And low and at the knees. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, call H&R Electric. They're your solution, 723-2977. Low and in the dirt on Prawl from Katie Ruff. Again, H&R Electric, 723-2977, 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max.
Not too often that a ball passes by Morgan, so.
One ball, one strike. Driven foul. And over where Val Knobloch is in the press box. For Max TV, again, a reminder that you can watch and listen to this afternoon and evening's game, McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org, McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. Eric Wiedemeyer helpfully handing a couple new softballs to the home plate umpire, as we've had several fouled out the last couple at-bats. The 1-2 pitch, rising fastball high. 2-2 the count on Ava Prahl. Donna leads 4-0. We are in the top of the third inning here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Little blooping liner. Flip to first. Pretty easy play there for Abby Brezina. Other than that, one kind of died right in front of her, so she had to come up a little more sharply than she thought.
Yeah, it was kind of a little baffled on that one because it just kind of died right there, so I don't know if she hit it further towards her hands on the bat, but it was kind of a different hit ball.
So Nevaeh Walters up now. She reached on a walk, but then was caught stealing, gunned down at second by Morgan Wirtz, and she's way behind on the first pitch from Katie Ruff, swinging strike. Two away, none on. For the Stanley Boyd Orioles, trying to get the zero off the scoreboard on their side. McDonald's plated 4 runs in the first 2 innings. Ruff delivers high. 1 ball, 1 strike for Katie. Again, the stat line has just been incredible in the first 60 and 2/3 innings pitched for Katie Ruff. 235 batters faced, as we've mentioned, 107 strikeouts, just 35 hits. Another swinging strike. Only 35 hits allowed, only 16 runs, 11 of them earned, and 15 walks coming into the game. And again, of those earned runs, most of them coming in that doubleheader against Fall Creek, where it was a bit of a struggle, but she's dominated pretty much everyone else.
Yeah, and we've talked about it before, that when Katie's, you know, she's the hardest on herself, you know, when those things, I know after the Fall Creek games, it was not easy, and so she just has a way of wanting very high expectations of herself.
And usually she meets them as well.
Yes, absolutely, she does.
Count has been worked full here, I believe. Nevaeh Walters takes one low for a ball, so she earns a walk for the second straight at-bat. Nevaeh Walters, the freshman center fielder, and that brings up Kelly Liu, the freshman third baseman, number 10. Remarked before what a great glove she has. She struck out to end the inning in the first. But now has a runner aboard
with two outs. Katie Ruff, opening pitch, whistles it in low. Over covering second, Kelsey Bremnitz, too, in case Walters has an idea of trying to test the arm of
I guess Morgan I don't Brooks know again. If I would advise that, but...
One ball, no strikes. The pitch fouled straight back. You hear that one just off to our left. One ball, one strike on Kelly Liu, the freshman third baseman. Her team trails 4-0 here, top of the third. Two outs, runner at first. The pitch and swinging strike over to second.
Yes,
oh, my goodness. Morgan Wirtz gunned her down again. Ends the inning.
I was actually just looking up, was going to look up to see, do we have a stat that throwouts?
We're going to check that during the break. We're back in 60 seconds. McDonald puts up another zero for Stanley Boyd. And after 2.5, our score, the Lady Macs 4, the Orioles 0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Lady Max softball here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you. Sam Aberle at the WOGO home base in Halley. Val Knobloch running the McDonald Area Catholic Schools live stream. McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org, Max TV. Morgan Wirtz just ended the inning for McDonald by catching another runner in the act of stealing. Second time she's done that this game. Katie Ruff leads off for McDonald, takes a called strike against the freshman, Ella Nitz.
Yeah, we were looking up the stats to try to figure out with Morgan, and for a putout, there's 111. So we're trying to figuring out that how that computes out.
Yeah, how many of those were caught in the act?
Yep.
And Morgan just
she's
twice
got a
has been tested today and has absolutely been on target. 0-2 against Katie Ruff and the freshman Ella Nitz. Ruff takes a called strike 3.
She was not happy with that one.
So Nitz, the first strikeout of the game for the Orioles as Ruff goes down and brings up Kelsey Bremnitz. The freshman shortstop, number 10, reached on a fielder's choice but was left stranded back in the first. And steals just about waist high for a strike. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. That's White City Glass. 4-0 McDonald, bottom of the third, one out, 0-1 pitch, line drive, and it drops right in front of the shortstop, and Bremnitz is aboard.
Aggressive,
the throw gets away
aggressive.
From the first baseman, and Kelsey will cruise into second.
That one kind of was similar to the one that went in front of Abby, kind of just stopped in the air. And so
yeah. I mean, it looked like it might be a fairly easy play for Lauren Potashik, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if we have a little cross breeze or something out there, but that one just kind of died right in front of her glove.
It did.
So Claire Ruff singled in the first, takes a called strike. Bremnes dancing off second. One out, one on for McDonald with a 4-0 lead here, bottom of the third at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Nitz, the right-handed freshman pitcher, delivers high.
Claire does a great job of just watching pitches like that into the glove of the catcher, knowing that she's not going to be hitting it.
Ruff takes another ball wide. Again, the shortstop, Potashek, is just kind of tracking with Bremnes as she takes her lead off second.
Yeah, they're not going to take a chance of letting Kelsey steal another base.
2-1 is the count. Rising fastball again high. 3 balls, 1 strike. 1 out. Claire Ruff hitters count here with a runner at second. A 4-0 lead. Ella Nitz, the freshman pitcher, in the circle. And she finds the bullseye there for a strike. Count is full. 3-2 for Claire Ruff. The 486 hitter in a nice battle here against her fellow freshman. Kelsey Bremnes over there at second. 3-2 the count. Payoff pitch. That one is driven to shallow center field. Runner tags. And Bremnes will head to third. And on the sacrifice fly, Claire Ruff moves Bremnes firmly into scoring position.
Great job in moving her around on that. Kelsey did a great job waiting and being patient and tagging up.
Caroline and Kugel with an RBI chance here.
You know, but Coach Marr was right. They have good arms. You know, Stanley has, the Orioles have great arms in the outfield. Getting that in real quick.
That was Nevaeh Walters, the freshman, out in center. So Caroline and Kugel, the junior DP. She flew out to Walters in center her first time up, finding the outside edge of the plate. Nitz for strike one. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Well high above the numbers here for Nitz. Miner and Kugel wisely laid off that one, the McDonald Jr. Kiara facing a 1-1 count with 2 away and a runner at third. A team up 4-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Line and Kugel again lays off, wisely so. Another pitch missed, 2-1.
Kiara does a really good job in being patient, and that's why Coach Beyer puts her in this position, you know, because she's sitting patient in that box.
2 balls, 1 strike. Nitz, the freshman hurler, low and in the dirt. 3-1, another hitter's count here for McDonald. See what Line and Kugel can do with it again, as she had some solid contact allowed out to center to end the inning in the first. Now up with 2 outs again and a runner at third. The 3-1 pitch, nicked and sent back. Count is full once again, 3-2 on Kiara Line and Kugel. Trying to plate another run here for McDonald. It's Kelsey Bremnes restless over there at third. Three balls, 2 strikes. Count is full. Payoff pitch. In low, take your base. Kiara Leinenkugel. Well, they called her out.
Ooh.
On that. Wow, all right. I am completely off then because I really thought that was low.
Yeah, but I think she swung, you know, where she swung enough where they called that.
So 2 strikeouts on McDonald in that inning and their first scoreless inning of the game. After 3 complete, we stand McDonald 4, Stanley Boyd 0. We're back in 60 seconds. WOGO Sports and Max TV.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
David Spence and Chris Malico with you. Top of the first. Swinging at the first pitch. And making it to first.
Yeah, a little
blue. Stanley Boyd is Kelly Liu.
Base hit to Kelsey, and the throw was a little bit late to Aubrey, so puts a Stanley runner at first.
Hop up. Shallowly into the infield. Bremnes gloves, and that will hold the runner at first. So Liu will stay there. Sikora pops out. First out of the inning. That brings up Lauren Potashik, the junior shortstop, number two. She struck out back in the second. Liu is aboard at first. Potashik, right-handed batter. I think everyone in this batting order has a swinging strike from Potashik.
I do believe you're right.
Right. One on, one out. Top of the fourth here with McDonald holding on to a 4-0 lead against Stanley Boyd. Another pop-up, playable. Abby Brezina gloves, and again on either side of second base, Bremnes and Brezina making the play and holding Kelly Liu right there at first, and now two away.
Yep, and Riley and Claire both did a great job coming in, backing up.
Kelsey Tetzloff, the freshman DP backup, number 17. She reached on an error in the second and advanced to second base on that play. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Two outs. Runner at first, that's Kelly Liu, who had that leadoff single. Katie Ruff draws a strike. Liu trying to take her lead there. I'm pretty sure I'm smelling pizza from the concession stand. The wind is just blowing just enough to waft it over here.
I'm between the popcorn and everything.
Swinging strike two. Oh. It's just a great day in all facets here.
Beautiful day. The sun's still shining. There's no clouds in the sky. I mean, it's just wonderful to see so many people out enjoying the game.
The 0-2 pitch.
Oh,
called strike three. Punch her out. Katie Ruff strands another base runner and plates another zero for McDonald. After 3.5, our score, the Lady Macs still leads Stanley Boyd 4-0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Softball on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Against Lampton, the pitch. This one to the outfield, center field, a long run. It's way back and out of here for Allie Geist. She just hit it out of here. Allie Geist, give the Cards a three-run blast. And just like that, it's a 9-3 Chi-High lead.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Casper Park, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you. Bottom of the fourth for the McDonald Lady Macs. They lead 4-0 here at home against the Stanley Boyd Orioles. McDonald 11-2 on the season. 8-2 and in second place in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. Stanley Boyd 7-7 on the year, 3-5 in WCC play. Much tighter game than the last time these two teams met. McDonald run ruled the Orioles 16-0 in that contest on a cold and windy day over in Stanley. First pitch in the dirt against Abby Brezina, the senior. She singled back in the second, advanced to third, but then was caught between third and home, tagged out by Kelly Liu, the freshman. Was back in the second. The pitch from freshman Ellen Nitz, grounder foul along the third baseline. Quality Propane, as we mentioned, always brings you competitive rates. They bring you the latest technology as well to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. The 1-1 pitch, Brezina again chops it foul along the third baseline. Abby Brezina, the senior second baseman, counted for one of those outs in the top of the fourth. One ball, two strikes. Ellen Nitz, the freshman hurler, again knocked foul along the third baseline. We'll do it again at 1-2. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, only one name to remember, Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum, 715-720-4000, 715-720-4000. One ball, two strikes. The pitch low in the dirt. Good eye there from Abby Brezina. 2-2 the count. Leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the fourth for Coach Rick Beyer. Ellen Nitz, the freshman, came in the bottom of the second inning and sailing one over the head of Brezina and into the backstop. Catcher Bailey Sikora will trot in front of us to pick that one up. Three balls, two strikes. I think we might have a light out on the scoreboard.
I was wondering that too, because every time it goes full, I'm like, yep.
The payoff pitch,
there you go, Abby.
High, take your base. Good Abby
job.
Brezina working a walk. That'll bring up the top of the order in Kendall Heffler. Kendall's had a strong day so far. 2-for-2 with two runs scored. Stealing bases all over the place.
Yeah, she definitely, again.
I'll correct that, 1-for-2 as she reached on an error last time.
Yeah. She likes getting on base to be stealing.
1-for-1. There we go. I'll get this at some point. Now with a runner at second, Kendall takes a ball high. Ellen Nitz. Yeah, we've got dogs out here.
No, I'm telling you, everybody.
Kids running around.
Everybody playground there, and we just.
This is the place to be, folks.
It is.
Come join us.
Because I do believe
bunt
that
dropped in front
JV
of her.
Is playing as well.
Yes, did see them out in uniform. That bunt trickles foul. I was going to say, if this were a Brewers game, I'd say something about using her sausage, but I guess we'll have to say, yeah, soak ups.
There you go.
Get your soak ups hot dogs. Concession stand. One ball, one strike on Kendall Heffler with Abby Brezina, the senior at first. None out here, bottom of the fourth. Lady Max lead 4-0. The pitch fouled back. 1-2. Just such a contrast. The last time these two teams met, everybody's out in short sleeves. A lot of the girls are rolling those sleeves up.
Oh, this...
They were wearing hoodies and winter coats last time.
Yep, staying as warm as you possibly could get. Thankfully, we were in the press box.
1-2 pitch, again fouled back. And that one's going to clunk into the aluminum bleachers over on the third base side.
Yeah, even compared to yesterday with the rain all day, which we needed, you know, to take away the fire bans and everything, but it's just so beautiful.
The 1-2 on Heffler.
There you go.
A solid line
come
drive.
On. Come
way
on. Yes,
back, and that hits the wall. Kendall Heffler trying to clear the bases. She will head into third. A stand-up triple for Kendall Heffler as Brezina comes home, and Kendall showing the pop in her bat.
I almost thought that was gone. Just a little bit more. It was like,
So a triple, an RBI triple for Kendall Heffler. I believe she's hit one homer
on the season, if I'm not mistaken, and that one was very close.
Well, we had talked about the fencing.
Where were we? I mean,
that was Osseo.
Was it Osseo? Yeah. That kind of is an example right there of why the fencing is soft here.
Yes. So Riley Christensen Richardson looking for her first hit. She popped out to the pitcher first time up. A walk and a stolen base in the second. Fouls one straight back. Again, Kendall Heffler at third. Dancing over there trying to score her third run of the game. 5-0 McDonald with the lead. Here in the bottom of the fourth here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Great to have you with us. Check out our upcoming schedule of Chi-High McDonald Baseball and Softball. Logo.com. Rise ball is well high. As Riley Christensen Richardson, right-handed freshman batter, lets that one sail in.
You know, good job by Stanley Ketcher in catching that and keeping that in front of her. So, because otherwise Kendall would be coming in.
1-1 the count. The pitch is high. 2-1 for Riley Christensen Richardson with Kendall Heffler raring to go at third base. And no one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Orioles looking for something here to try to make sure they stay within striking distance. No one outside. Catcher Sakura popped up looking toward third, and Kelly Liu over there to possibly snap off a throw, just trying to keep Kendall Heffler honest.
Yeah, pushing her back. Kendall likes to push the envelope, which is good, and I like seeing that for the base running. She likes to put some pressure on the catcher.
2-1, the pitch. Called strike, snap throw to third, and it gets away from the third baseman, Liu, and Kendall Heffler roars in to score her third run of the game.
And right there is an example why.
And it's something where, again, it just seems like Kendall gets into everybody's head.
Yeah. You know, she does a great job because she's not afraid to back down like that. And she took her opportunity, and with the pass ball, she went.
3-2 the count now. Low, take your base. Riley Christensen Richardson, her second straight walk earned. And she heads to first with a run in, and Morgan Wirtz at the plate. Morgan, 1-for-2 on the day, had a single in the first, RBI single. To account for the first run of the game, score for the Lady Macs, ground out to short in the second.
And Morgan, too, I'd love to see her. She can hit one out of here, too. I think she's...
So when bunt pulls it back, runner goes, head first slide from Riley Christensen Richardson. And she's up to 20 steals on the season with that one.
I can just shake my head because that's just awesome.
20 steals in this, the 14th game.
Exactly. It's just, she's such a solid, aggressive base runner.
McDonald's percentage is about 97%. They are almost never thrown out.
Morgan
Wirtz gets a hold of one, drives it out to center. Riley's going to tag and head to third. And the throw not quite in time. A little closer than maybe we would normally think. It's a solid throw out there from Nevaeh Walters. But the sack fly moves another runner into scoring position.
Another example of Stanley's outfield. You know, that they're definitely quality players out there, that they can get the ball in like that. Because that was a little bit closer than... feel comfortable with sometimes.
So that is the first out of the inning. Brings up Aubrey Dorn. Aubrey, a two-run homer in the first. And a ground out to second in the second inning. She's up here in the fourth with a runner at third. Aubrey hacks one foul along the third baseline. Riley Christensen Richardson is over there at third base. One run in already. Kendall Heffler scoring on... an attempt to pick her off at third. Got away from the third baseman.
Yeah, Riley's another very aggressive base runner, which is great to see.
High pop-up foul along the first baseline. A dad over there. Make sure it doesn't get too close to his little ones. Fielded it pretty nicely with the left hand there. Solid work. 0-2 on Aubrey Dorn.
with one away and a runner at third. McDonald, a 6-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch, Aubrey
nice
drives it right past second base. RBI single for Aubrey Dorn, and she's accounted for three runs batted in so far today. So Dorn aboard at first. Riley cruises in to score. And Katie Ruff back to the plate. She's singled and struck out in her two times up to bat in the first and the third. Last one was a called strike three that I think was met with some debate here outside the fence.
Yeah, I think so. But you got to give the umps credit and give them
the
respect that they get for back there, because that's
not an easy job. So one ball, no strikes, with one out and three in already in this fourth for McDonald. Aubrey Dorn at first. Fellow senior Katie Ruff the plate, batting from the right. Fouled right in front of the plate. Chopped along the third baseline first. So 1-1. Katie Ruff with one out as Aubrey Dorn has to retreat back to first base. Freshman pitcher Ella Nitz came in after just one inning of work from senior Abby Reynolds, who's now at first.
There you
Katie
go,
Dorn
Katie.
Gets a
nice
hold of
drop
one line
in the
drive,
outfield.
And that hits grass out in
bringing
left
Aubrey
center.
Around.
Aubrey Dorn comes down to third. Katie Ruff, stand-up double.
Good job, Katie.
As usual, heads-up base running by the Lady Macs. And Katie Ruff.
Chloe Flanagan will head in to run.
That is the 34th double of the season for McDonald. And Chloe Flanagan, as you mentioned, at second. Courtesy runner for Katie Ruff. Still just one out. Aubrey Dorn now at third. And Kelsey Bremnes reached on a fielder's choice in the first. Singled in the third. She has an RBI opportunity here with McDonald leading 7-0. It's the pitch. Fouled along the third baseline. Second time in a row we've seen one foul and then kind of spins out back in
front
of the plate.
Yeah, it definitely is spinning right there. But the girls are taking a lot more swings at that first pitch.
Reminis taps the plate with that silver bat. Aubrey Dorn again at third with just one out. No balls, one strike. Ball comes in high from Ellen Nitz, the freshman. And this has done a good job battling here against the McDonald hitters, who got to her pretty early and often on that really cold, windy day.
Oh, yeah.
Out in Stanley.
You know, and that was hard. That the elements are always so hard in there.
Called strike. Again, McDonald's pitching a shutout so far against an Orioles team that scored 15 runs against Stanley, two against Fall Creek as they lost 9-2, but again, runs not easy to come by against Fall Creek, but then 27 runs and a doubleheader on Tuesday. Rise ball is very high. Snap throw to third. Aubrey Dorn gets back in. Ball gets away from Kelly Liu over there, but covered well by the shortstop. And combined score of 27-4 in that doubleheader against Eau Claire Regis on Tuesday for Stanley Boyd. They can put up some runs, but McDonald's making them put up zeros so far here in this game.
Yeah, and I think,
three and a half.
You know, for Coach Marr, that's a little frustrating for her because she doesn't feel like I know that they're hitting the way they should be, that they want. She wants them to be.
3-2 the count. Full count here on Kelsey Bremnes. The freshman shortstop batting .333 coming into the game. And the pitch is high. Kelsey Bremnes earns a walk with a patient AB there. Now runners at the corners for Claire Ruff. The freshman right fielder singled in the first. Sack fly to center in the third.
Back.
7-0 McDonald. The pitch called strike one. Base is loaded up for the Lady Macs. Is Chloe Flanagan still there at second? Aubrey Dorn at third. And Kelsey Bremnes at first after reaching on a walk. Ball high for Claire Ruff. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the Glass Leaders. White City Glass. Fair Ruff stands back in with the bases loaded and one out. Takes the pitch low and outside. Two balls, one strike. Well, McDonald's freshman Claire Ruff again coming into this game, tied with Morgan Wirtz for the team lead in batting average. 2-1 the count. The pitch. Dribbled back behind the plate for a foul. 2-2. Bases loaded for the Lady Max, leading 7-0. And a big hit from Claire Ruff could really blow this one open. Just one out. Two balls, two strikes. Claire has that narrower stance. Bat on her right shoulder. The 2-2 pitch. Hit to third. The throw to the plate for the force and one out. There, so that's the second out of the inning. Good play there by Kelly Liu, throwing to Bailey Sikora for the force out on Aubrey Dorn. So reaching on the fielder's choice will be Claire Ruff. Chloe Flanagan advances to third. Kelsey Bremnes to second. Brings up Caroline and Kugel. Flying and Kugel struck out in the third. Fly out to center her first time up in the first. Donald trying to bat around here in the bottom of the fourth, leading 7-0. Two outs, bases loaded for Leinenkugel. Rise ball in well high. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM, AM 680 under your radio dial, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Also watch and listen via Max TV. Grounder toward Liu at third. She'll throw to first in time. McDonald strands three, but they do some damage here in the fourth, leading 7-0 as three more runs come in for the Lady Max. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heese at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Pitching change for McDonald. Kelsey Bremnes is going to come in relief after a strong outing from Katie Ruff, and she gets some good run support with seven runs through the first four. Ruff struck out six today. Don't get sidelined by a lingering injury at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. That's cvosm.com/WOGO. Kelsey Bremnes, the freshman pitcher.
In a game like this, it's good to see Coach Beyer put Kelsey in, get some real game experience like this. She does a really good job. She's been pitching really well when she has come in, so this is a great way for her to get more experience.
So Bremnes moves from short into the circle, draws a pop-up out of play for Abby Reynolds, who reached on a walk her first time up. 15 batters faced for Katie Ruff. She struck out six of them. Donald leads 7-0, top of the fifth inning. Reynolds holds off, 1-1 on a ball low.
I think we've talked about
you know, in the past that pitchers don't just happen. They're made. You know, they start from a very young age.
Rise on high.
And they learn their stride. They find what works best for them, because even in today's game, you see our pitchers have different stances or different motions that they do with the ball.
Kelsey Bremnes, the 2-1 pitch comes home. That one skips low in the dirt, blocked well by Morgan Wirtz. And again, great to have a backstop like Morgan, the senior there, with a freshman pitcher, Kelsey Bremnes. Got experience behind the plate.
Definitely.
A lot of talent in the circle. Bremnes comes home with a pitch, line drive, nice. Right back over Kelsey for a base hit for Abby Reynolds. Well covered there in the outfield by the Lady Max, but a solid shot.
Riley did a great job coming in and bringing that ball in right away, keeping her just at first.
So Ella Nitz, the freshman, up for just the second time. Again, she moved into the circle to pitch after the first inning. Abby Reynolds pitched in the first for Coach Andrea Marr and the Orioles. Nitz struck out back in the second. Whiffs at the first offering. Kelsey Bremnes. Good pitch there from Kelsey.
Great pitch.
We're in the top of the fifth here at beautiful Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika with you on WOGO Radio and Max TV. 0-1 the count. Line drive and right to Riley Christensen Richardson. Oh, she dropped it. Able to throw it a second for the force out, though.
Because
Reynolds was holding.
Yep, she was holding, thinking it was a fly ball.
So Reynolds holds off, and so a good play of the year there by Christensen Richardson to still get the out no matter what. She sends it in to second base. Keegan Winger is playing third. I'm trying to see on the switch.
Claire is coming in.
Claire Ruff playing shortstop.
Yep, though. And Olivia Wolf is playing right.
So a runner at first, Ella Nitz. Courtesy runner out there for the pitcher Nitz. Aaliyah Allard at the plate for the second time today. Facing Bremnes, of course, for the first time. Called strike one. Allard, a ground out. Just short. Her first time up, which was back in the third. Again, didn't come to the plate till the third inning. As Katie Ruff was really mowing them down in the first two. Swinging strike two. Snap throw toward first. And Aubrey Dorn from Morgan Wirtz to hold the runner there.
Yeah, Morgan's just keeping her in check.
Runner at first, one out. Top of the fifth here in Chippewa Falls. Bremnes delivers a nice change of pace on that pitch.
Change up there.
As she sends Allard down on strikes.
Great read by that, by Morgan on that one, knowing what pitch to call on that.
Top of the batting order now, Ava Prawl. But two away, swinging strike one. Ava Prawl struck out in the first, ground out to second in the third. She's a sophomore left fielder, number six. 7-0 McDonald. Here in the top of the fifth, with two away and one on. Kelsey Bremnes, the freshman pitcher, has entered the circle for Coach Rick Beyer.
Nice shot, Kelsey.
Called strike two. Caught the outside edge of the plate. Kelsey getting settled in here.
She is. She's definitely finding her groove and just settling in. And, you know, it can take a couple batters sometimes to find that.
0-2. Bremnes, the pitch, swinging strike three, puncher out. Kelsey Bremnes dealing. And they go down for Stanley Boyd with another zero on the scoreboard. After 4.5, our score, McDonald 7. Stanley Boyd, nothing. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball. Sun-soaked Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. McDonald back up to the plate with a 7-0 lead. As we start off this bottom of the fifth. Abby Brezina at the plate. Nitz still out there in the circle. Outside for Brezina. Two balls, one strike. Brezina, that high, wide stance. She's going to drive one to short. Gloved there, but on her side and not able to make the play is Lauren Potashek, an infield single for Abby Brezina.
That would have been pretty awesome if she would have been able to make that play, being on her side like that.
That would have been a very tough throw. Potashek doing a nice job just stopping it.
Yep.
Again, Brezina led off the fourth as McDonald sent all nine to the plate. So she leads off the fifth and got on with a walk last time, scored a run. Lead off single this time. As Abby dancing away from first base, trying
Sam
to move
Kendall
ahead.
Went to show bunt there for a second, but then pulled it back.
Heffler had a triple, an RBI triple last time up. She's also scored three runs. Has a single on a 2-for-2 day. Reached on an error as well. Missing outside. Ella Nitz. One ball, one strike for Kendall Heffler. McDonald Jr. has had an excellent game in the leadoff spot for the Lady Macs. Takes a tight pitch inside. And Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you on WOGO Radio. That's 103.1 on your FM dial, 680 on your AM dial, live streaming audio anywhere worldwide at WOGO.com. Podcast available there. 2-1 pitch. Kendall Heffler, drop ball over to third. Tries to beat
nice
it out. Good base
Good.
Running going first to third, Abby Brezina.
Great job, Abby. Great job, Kendall. It just showed her speed.
And she did beat out that throw.
Yep.
I thought that it was not going to get there in time, but Kendall Heffler just never underestimate her speed.
No, her speed, she just does a great job and just puts her head down and runs.
Infield single. Remember, you can join us on Max TV via McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.org tonight as well. Sam Aberle, our producer, back at the Wilgo Studios in Halle, Val Knobloch running the McDonnell video stream as Kendall Heffler just jogs into second for another steal.
Yeah, Abby's like, yep, that one's not happening again.
So anyway, in the last sequence, Kendall, again, just kind of little chopper along the third base line, beat out the throw, and then Brezina goes first to third. There's another chopper to Lou at third. This time she guns down the runner, but a run comes in. Brezina cruises in to score. And Riley Christensen-Richardson adds an RBI to her tally. 5-3 on the putout, first out of the inning for McDonald. But a run is in. It's 8-0, the Lady Macs.
Yeah, and that one I kind of questioned a little bit because I'm surprised they didn't go to get the runner.
I really thought they would.
Yeah, it was a little surprised with that one.
Morgan Wirtz, the senior catcher. With one out, she's going to knock one to Lou at third. Lou will gun it to first again, but same play. A run comes in as Kendall Heffler scores to make it 9-0, and Morgan Wirtz gets an RBI. Lou, again, a good glove over
there.
Yeah,
definitely a great catch on third. That was a great job.
Brings up Aubrey Dorn. 9-0 McDonald. The two out here in the fifth. Dorn line shot, hits grass in right field. She's going to round first, head towards second. Aubrey Dorn going to hold at second with a stand-up double.
Aubrey.
How about Aubrey Dorn? She's 3-for-4 on the day.
Man, she's got such a solid bat.
She's a triple away from hitting for the cycle as well.
Yep. She just has a solid bat and is patient in that box and is able just to crush that ball.
So Dorn now stands at second. And Olivia Wolf, I believe, into bat. Wolf takes one high as Aubrey Dorn dances away from second. Olivia Wolf batting in Keeney Ruff's former slot, the fifth in the batting order for McDonald. They lead 9-0, two away here, bottom of the fifth. Wolf takes one low pass ball, and that's going to allow Dorn to advance to third.
Yeah, with Kelsey going to pitching and everything, the rotation, moving players around, Olivia's playing right field, so the slots are in Katie's batting position.
And I do believe an RBI here from Olivia would end the game.
Do not jinx us.
But also, if you've listened to any of our broadcasts, I'm not real good on the run rules. Swinging strike from Olivia Wolf. We'll just tell you it's the bottom of the fifth and it's 9-0 the Lady Mavs.
Yeah, there you go.
Wolf bats from the right, number 13, the junior. And she scored a run already as a courtesy runner today. Dorn at third. Wolf grounds one, bobbled there at second.
Oh, there you go.
Not in time! And Aubrey Dorn comes in to make it 10-0 McDonald.
Now the questions, yep, that'd be it. That'd be it, folks. Great job.
So Olivia Wolf, a sharply hit grounder between first and second. Bobbled there, and Wolf reaches and gets the RBI. As Aubrey Dorn comes in to score, makes it 10-0 McDonald.
Well, and keeping your head on with running through that base, you know, that's the importance of running through no matter what, because you never know what's going to happen like that.
So McDonald run rules Stanley Boyd for the second time this season. Your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 10, the Stanley Boyd Orioles nothing in 5. We'll step out, be back in 3 minutes with your stats, highlights, postgame chat with head coach Rick Beyer as well. It's all ahead in 3. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Against Lampton, the pitch. This one to the outfield, center field, a long run. It's way back and out of here for Allie Geis. She just hit it out of here. Allie Geis, give the Cards a three-run blast. And just like that, it's a 9-3 Chi-Hi lead.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back. Lady Max postgame here on WOGO and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you as McDonald, another run rule victory to move to 12-2 on the season. 10-0, they defeat Stanley Boyd. McDonald, again, 12-2 on the year, 9-2 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. The Orioles of Stanley Boyd, 7-8 on the season, 3-6 in Western Clover Belt Conference play. We'll talk with head coach Rick Beyer shortly, and actually he's coming over right now, so he will join us here as McDonald gets their dozen victory of the season. And coach, we knew before this game, you mentioned, and Coach Marr mentioned as well too, that this would probably be a Stanley Boyd team that would look different than the one you played last time. And again, they battled well. They had some pretty good fielding, but overall, you rode another strong pitching performance. And at the plate, you got to them very early.
Yeah, today was one of them. A nice day for hitters, and our girls, they hit the ball well today.
We saw a mixture of some of that power that we've seen from Aubrey Dorn, but also patient at bats too. And as always, you get on base and you're going to work them into scoring position very, very quickly.
Yep, we like to run.
What have you seen too, again, 13 games in from your team that you say, hey, where we were at the beginning of the season and preseason to where we are now has improved a lot. Are there areas where you have seen some dramatic moves forward?
Yeah, their mental ability in the game is starting to show up more I don't really have to tell them what to do anymore. They're doing it on their own.
You mentioned that a lot too between Morgan Wirtz and Katie Ruff, that you guys really aren't calling a lot of pitches now too, because they know each other so well, know situations so well, that they're going to be calling the pitches you would have called anyway.
Yes, and then Morgan now, you know, second time through the conference, Morgan, she's really good at knowing the hitters already too. So she knows what they did the last time. So we're really good at letting Morgan take care of business that way.
And how does Morgan help, again, a freshman pitcher like Kelsey Bremnes, who, again, it's readily apparent how much talent she has, but to have someone behind the plate like Morgan Wirtz to call the game for her, I'm sure it really just not only helps her confidence, but helps her develop even faster than she otherwise would.
Correct. Yeah, Morgan, she's just been there for 4 years. She's pretty solid.
And finally, Coach, as we get again into the stretch run, final couple weeks of the regular season here, what are you looking forward to really prep for the playoffs and say we want to finish as strong as we can in the conference here, but then be ready for one-and-done softball?
Defense. We gotta make sure we get 21 outs. Can't give them an extra outs.
Coach, it didn't take you 21 outs today, but always a lot of fun to see Lady Max softball, and even better when the weather's like this. Thank you so much for an entertaining afternoon, and we'll see you guys again soon.
Thanks, you guys.
That's head coach Rick Beyer. We're going to take a quick break and be back after this with your highlights. We'll get Chris's thoughts on the game as well. Back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports Lady Max postgame as McDonald takes care of business here at Casper Park in 5 innings, defeating the Orioles of Stanley Boyd 10-0. We're back in 2 on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, But sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Great to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. JV game taking the field shortly. McDonald's varsity gets the job done 10-0 in five innings against the Stanley Boyd Orioles. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you. We've got just a boatload of highlights we want to bring to you shortly. Again, an entertaining game. McDonald, we talked about Stanley Boyd's run production in their last five games, scoring 44 runs. But it seems like double-digit runs are just a matter of course, matter of habit for McDonald right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think Rick made light to it. It's the mental that the girls have. You know, they know what they have to do out there. And he doesn't have to say a whole lot. And I think that they're continuing base running, hitting, aggressive base running, and then with stellar pitching. I think it's just a good recipe for victory.
So when we look at this game here, again, we'll hear some of these highlights as well, too. Of course, Aubrey Doran getting things started with a two-run shot in the first. But the number of batters that McDonald was able to send to the plate in the first inning, nearly batting around, getting everybody to the plate in the fourth, a strong fifth inning as well, too. They scored three in the first, one in the second, didn't score a run in the third, but then three in the fourth, three in the fifth to end it 10-0. Again, you give yourself plenty of opportunities when you're getting this whole lineup to the plate, and they're just top to bottom. It's just very strong. There really aren't weak spots.
No, there really isn't, and it shows. I mean, obviously it shows, and I think that when they can count on every single one of them doing their job that they need to, stepping into the batter's box, getting the base hit, some doubles, some home runs, you know, all of that, but then counting on each other, I think that's a great recipe for success. And as they come to the close of the regular season, working and solidifying those and making sure that when they do step into that batter box that they're getting the hits and paying attention to the pitches and working hard.
And we saw again some of the power. McDonald had four home runs and five triples coming into this game, while Aubrey Doran got another homer and another triple added to that tally as Kendall Heffler got the three bagger today. Kendall also scored four runs today as she was 3-for-3, also reached on an error and multiple stolen bases as well, too. I mean, it's just when you can have somebody like that in the leadoff spot, and then just so many scary batters coming behind her as well, too. It's just
I think that's a big, big part of what gets kind of in the heads of opposing pitchers, too, is when Kendall gets on and you see the bats coming up after her and know there's no way she's going to stay at first and probably no way you're going to keep her from getting to third, which she wants to as well.
Yeah, she's just a firecracker. You know, she really is. She's a firecracker out there, and it has to. It has to be intimidating, you know, with her ability to run the bases. And then you get Riley in there after her, and Riley, too, is a solid, you know, base runner and loves to steal and loves to slide head first and be aggressive.
And we saw, again, a 2-for-4 day for Riley Christensen-Richardson, another strong day, too. 400 hitter. Well, today she didn't get a hit, but she drew 2 walks and scored a run and got a couple steals, got an RBI on a sacrifice ground out late in the game as well, too. It's just the young players. We talked about how young the Stanley Boyd team is that McDonald faced, but a pretty young team in places for McDonald, and yet they've clearly played a lot of softball, and we see it at the plate, and as Coach Beyer said, when we see it really consistently in the field as well, too, this team's going to be even better.
Yep, and even with Kelsey coming in and stepping into that circle, you know, if they know that they have that solid behind Katie, and so it's putting the pieces all together to the puzzle.
Pop up behind the plate here that we just had to take a glance at and make sure it wasn't coming up toward
us. I know,
us,
but it was kind of like, oh.
Well, McDonald wins at 10-0, and we'd love to have you stay with us for just a couple more minutes as we'll come back in 2 minutes and bring you the highlights before we tie a bow on this one. McDonald gets their 12th victory of this season. We are back in 2 minutes to finish up our WOGO postgame show. It's Lady Mac softball on a gorgeous night in Chippewa Falls. Back in two.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
WOGO post game, WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Chi High and McDonald baseball and softball this spring. Thank you so much to the sponsors making it possible for us to bring you regular season baseball and softball coverage for the first time in a long time. And we're honored to be able to do it here on WOGO. Great to partner with Max TV tonight as well. Before we bid you adieu from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, because it's just so gorgeous out here, we want to spend a little bit more time. Let's take a listen to the highlights. Here's how all the action sounded on WOGO this afternoon as the McDonald Lady Max win it 10-0 in 5 innings over Stanley Boyd. 0-2 the count. Ruff delivers the rise ball. No. Steal attempt. Throw
nice,
in
Morgan.
Time. Punch out. Her out at second. How about Morgan?
She didn't even
throw
reach the base.
Kelsey.
She didn't even reach the base before Morgan had her out.
But that brings up the big bat of Morgan Wirtz, the senior catcher, number 33. She is tied with Claire Ruff for the team lead in batting average at 486.
It's that leadership that they have, you know, and showing and being tough.
Swings at the first pitch and drives the pass. Lou, that's going to score a run, an RBI knock for Morgan Wirtz. Big turn around first. She'll stick there, but a line drive into left. And Wirtz, they were kind of telling Morgan before the game, swing at the first one, see what happens.
Yep.
And
yep,
worked out well for her.
It did.
So as Aubrey stands back in, gets her lead off first. The pitch, Aubrey Dorn gets a hold of that
one.
Deep to right center field.
It is gone.
And that is gone for a home run for Aubrey Dorn, her third of the season, and McDonald's fifth, a two-run shot for Aubrey.
I was literally just going to say, okay, Aubs, let's get another home run like we did. Yeah, she's, once she finds her groove and finds her niche, you know, Katie has a great job of just doing what she needs to do.
Swinging, right, strike three, punch her out, fourth strikeout victim already for Katie Ruff. Trying to send the Orioles down 1-2-3 for the second straight inning. Kelsey Tetzloff comes up. She's tough pitch to hit.
It is.
One ball, two strikes. Freshman Nitz stands back in. Katie Ruff deals, swinging.
Nice.
Strike three,
up.
Punch her out yet again. And Katie Ruff strands two, and we head to the bottom of the second with our score. The Lady Macs 3, the Stanley Boyd Orioles nothing. We're back to pitch, rise ball high. And the fun things about what a beautiful day this is our crowd is a lot larger than we've seen at some of these other games.
And you've got kids playing out in the outfield out there.
Out in center field.
Yeah, it's
the 2-2 driven pass short. Abby Brezina knocked to start off the inning. Third, and then also got a steal here. I believe that puts her at 18 steals on the season.
Phenomenal.
Riley Christensen Richardson still at the plate. A 1-1 count now with one away. Nitz shoots one in low. Kendall Heffler toward third. The throw is awry, and Kendall's going to round third and head in to score again.
That's another example of aggressive base running. It's just phenomenal.
One ball, one strike on Kelly Liu, the freshman third baseman. Her team trails 4-0 here, top of the third. Two outs, runner at first. The pitch and swinging strike over to second.
Yes,
oh, my goodness. Morgan Wirtz gunned her down again. Ends the inning.
I was actually just looking up, was going to look up to see, do we have a stat that throw out?
Offed it over here.
I'm between the popcorn and the, everything.
Swinging strike, like, two. Oh. It's just a great day in all facets here.
A beautiful day. The sun's still shining. There's no clouds in the sky. I mean, it's just wonderful to see so many people out enjoying the game.
The 0-2 pitch.
Oh,
called strike,
Katie.
Three. Punch her out. Katie Ruff strands another base runner and plates another zero for McDonald after 3.5. Our score,
which we needed, you know, to take away the fire bans and everything, but this is so beautiful.
The 1-2 on Heffler.
There you go.
Solid line drive.
Come
way
on,
back,
yes,
and that hits the wall. Kendall Heffler trying to clear the bases. She will head into third. A stand-up triple for Kendall Heffler as Brezina comes home, and Kendall showing the pop in her bat.
The envelope, which is good, and I like seeing that for the base running. She likes to put some pressure on the catcher.
2-1, the pitch. Called strike, snap throw to third, and it gets away from the third baseman, Lou, and Kendall Heffler roars in to score her third run of the game. Did pretty nicely with the left hand there. Solid work. 0-2 on Aubrey Dorn with one away and a runner at third. McDonald, a 6-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch, Aubrey drives it right past second base. RBI single for Aubrey Dorn, and she's accounted for three runs batted in so far today. Katie Ruff with one out as Aubrey Dorn has to retreat back to first base. Freshman pitcher Ella Nitz came in after just one inning of work from senior Abby Reynolds, who's now at first.
There you
Katie
go,
Dorn
Katie.
Gets a
nice
hold of
drop
one line
in the
drive,
outfield
and that
there.
Hits grass out in
Bringing
left
Aubrey
center.
Around.
Aubrey Dorn comes down to third. Katie Ruff, stand-up double.
Good job, Katie.
As usual, heads-up base running by the Lady Max.
It's just keeping her in check.
Runner at first, one out. Top of the fifth here in Chippewa Falls. Remus delivers a nice change of pace
nice
on that pitch.
Change up there.
As she sends Allard down on strikes.
Great read by that, by Moore.
The plate. Kelsey getting settled in here.
She is. She's definitely finding her groove and just settling in. And, you know, it can take a couple batters sometimes to find that.
0-2. Bremnes, the pitch, swinging strike, three, puncher out. Kelsey Bremnes dealing. And they go down for Stanley Boyd with another zero on the scoreboard. Dorn. 9-0 McDonald. The two out here in the fifth. Dorn line shot, hits grass in right field. She's going to round first, head towards second. Aubrey Dorn going to hold at second with a stand-up double. You, it's the bottom of the fifth, and it's 9-0 the Lady Max.
Yeah, there you go.
Wolf bats from the right, number 13, the junior. And she scored a run already as a courtesy runner today. Dorn at third. Wolf grounds one, bobbled there at second.
Oh, there you
it
go.
Was not
there
in time!
Go.
And Aubrey Dorn comes in to make it 10-0 McDonald. And that's how the game ended as McDonald run rules Stanley Boyd today. Impressive in so many facets for these Lady Macs. They are 12-2 on the year. The Orioles go to 7-8. 9-2 in conference play for McDonald, still chasing Fall Creek. They're at second in the WCC, 3-6 in Western Cloverbelt conference play for Stanley Boyd. McDonald JV up 2-0 at the moment here in the first. And, man, it's just one of those days where you don't really want to leave the ballpark, Chris. It's just a lot of fun here.
Can't we just stay here and just soak up the sun some more?
And can we just copy and paste this day for the rest of May? That would be great.
That would be wonderful. Nice job. Good job.
Nice line drive shot that hits grass in center field for the McDonald JV, and two more runs are going to come in
there
to score.
There you go, Delaney. Again, aggressive base running. Even at the JV level, it's how it you learn it.
And I mean, and again, you see these things in a program too. It's taught, it's learned, it's something that goes from the bottom up too, and from the lower levels coming up too. And Coach Beyer really has something going with this program as well too, and a lot to be excited about yet this season and years to come. So, looking forward to that and a lot more broadcasts to come for Chi High, McDonald baseball and softball, scheduled tomorrow at 9:40 a.m. for the first of two between Chi High baseball and Marshfield on the road at Marshfield again. Weather looks like there could be some precipitation, but at last check, still they were planning to play that game. So stay tuned to our social media for updates, and we'll hope for, again, a very mild Saturday if the rain does come, as Hal will be on the road pretty early in the morning to get that call your way again on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. You can take a look at our WOGO sports schedule to see what we have coming up next for Chi High and McDonald baseball and softball. And looks like the next time we've got Lady Max softball is coming up pretty quickly, and that is a doubleheader against Thorpe on Tuesday, Chris. And again, Thorpe right behind McDonald in conference is a softball. I'm not even blinking now when the softball hits right in front of us here at the fence. So I guess that's something, too, when we do it all throughout the regular season. We get a little bit more used to it. But, again, that Thorpe team, great program for many years over there with Coach Kurt. And looking forward to that doubleheader on Tuesday, the 7th, 3:40 p.m., the first of two, as the Lady Max, again, try to stay within striking distance of Fall Creek and stay at least at second, if not better, here in the WCC.
Yep, and that's the – sorry, just watching JB. They're doing a phenomenal job.
They really are.
That's the big thing. You know, in the loss to Fall Creek, they were hard. But sometimes I'm a believer that sometimes you need those losses to make you work harder and to make you want it more. So I'm looking forward to it. I think Thursday's doubleheader against Thorpe is going to be great, and continue to see the girls improve and work
the way they need to.
So again, weather permitting, our schedule, tomorrow, doubleheader, Chi High Baseball out at Marshfield, then Tuesday at 3:40 p.m., Lady Max Softball in a doubleheader against Thorpe. Looking at Thursday as Chi High Lady Cardinals Softball on the road at New Richmond. And then the big Lady Cards Invitational, Halvo and Tammy Sloliak with the call a week from tomorrow, as they will have seven of the best teams in the state coming to join them. And Chi High and McDonald, of course, both state ranked in their respective divisions. We've got some great softball around here, and looking forward to the girls continuing to play.
We definitely do, and it's great. So if you haven't been out here to watch a game, Chi High, preferably McDonald, but, you know, come on out
Make
and
sure
enjoy
you get
it.
Out and support.
Yep, get out and support, because they're fun to watch.
Thank you again to our dear friend Val Knobloch running the McDonald live stream tonight via Max TV, and also to Sam Aberley, our board operator and producer at the WOGO studios in Halley, faithfully running that broadcast and keeping us on the air. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of the sponsors that you hear throughout these broadcasts, making it possible, and for saying yes when we approached them about this idea of having regular season Chi High McDonald baseball and softball back on the air here on WOGO Sports, and looking forward to a great playoff run as well. For Chris Malika, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying so long from gorgeous Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score in five innings, it's the McDonald Lady Max 10 and the Stanley Boyd Orioles nothing. This has been McDonald Girls Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Casper.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. This has been McDonald Softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.